Therefore, David decided not to transfer the ark of the Lord to the city of David, but to take it to the house of Obedion in Gath. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obedion for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obedion and those of his house. Then they said to King David, "Lord, the Lord has blessed those of the house of Obedion and all that they have because of the ark of God." Then David went and carried the ark of God from the house of Obedion to the city of David with a great celebration. This is a word that is in 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 10 to 12. And it tells us about an interesting fact. A highly valued object called the Ark of God. It was highly valued because that object symbolized, listen to me well, it symbolized the presence of God in the midst of the people. Therefore, it had to be specially carried and carefully and could not be anywhere. It could not be carried by anyone to such an extent that there were only a few people dedicated to lifting it and being aware of this object called the Ark of God. This was not an object to which offerings were given. It was an object that represented the glory of God that was in the midst of these people. However, David makes a move without thinking about the correct order in which this ark was to be cared for. We are talking more directly about the glory of God, and when he tries to take it to Jerusalem where he was reigning, he does it in the wrong way. This brought a lot of havoc, and David considered it was not ready. Then went to take the ark away, so they looked for someone to take care of it for 3 months and 90 days. And they only found one person who is not talked about much, but who opened the doors of his house for the glory of God to dwell. This person was called Obedion. I imagine that when David talks with Obedion, the first thing he does is gather his family and say, "Well, I need to organize my house because the Ark of God comes to our home and will live with us. We are privileged to have such a precious treasure in our midst, so I need us to put all things in order." And I imagine Obedion gathering his children, gathering his family together and telling him these things. We are not right, and we are going to start working them in the right way, because we are going to have the same glory of God in the middle of our house. We are going to open a space for him, right? And from now on, the glory of God will be the center of our home, and we are going to take care of it. We are going to take care of it. And I imagine the family welcomed it, and it was not just anything that was going to be there. It was the glory of God. This is so wonderful, because when Obedion brings the ark home, the Bible says that while the ark remained in Obedion's house for 3 months, the Lord blessed Obedion and those of his house and those who were around him. All around him realized that Obedion had prospered during those 3 months. Everything had gone well for him, and he had grown, and he had multiplied, and everything he did was prospered by God. Now, what was the success that Obedion before? I did not have that, and I don't know. And it was not. It wasn't that because he studied and he knew to do all things well, because many times we think that we have success thanks to our knowledge or thanks to how we have learned to do things. And it is not about that. Before the ark was not in his house, and I do not know what the life of Obedion before was and that of his family, but I believe that when the ark arrived, the life of his house was divided in two, and they could be compared in what we see before and what he is now. The life of Obedion, when the glory of God rests there, you know, he leads me to think a lot about the moment when we open our hearts to God and decide that really he occupies the first place in our life, in our house, or our life. is divided in two. Before, the life of Christ, and after the life of Christ that we have with Christ. Now perhaps the situation around us are not very changeable. Perhaps we continue to have difficulties in this world, but now when the glory of God is in your life, when the presence of God dwells in you, I assure you that things will be different. Different, not because perhaps what is around you is going to change, but because of the way or the perspective in which you are going to see situation, and you are going to realize that the way to face them is going to be different, because the giver of life, the owner of all things now, lives in you. Now he is the one who runs your house. Now he is the one who runs your boat. I can accept God in my heart and continue to rule in my life. This is useless. It is how to invite God to your own house and sit him in a corner of your room and tell him to say, "Stire." You have no voice, no vote. It's useless, because the fact that his presence is there, it does not mean that it's going to be endorsing all the things that we do. Because most of the things, let me tell you, the most things that we do outside of God's guidance are based on our own knowledge. And we do not have no knowledge of life. Let me tell you, now maybe you can tell me. But these gray hairs symbolize experience of what? Of blows, of difficult moments, and some good moments. Let me tell you, we lack so much to know about life. Starting, it was from one source outside of our Creator. We do not know anything. Instead, He does. He knows everything because He created us. He does know everything because He designed us. He made us. He made our life. And therefore, He knows what is best for us to live this life according to the knowledge that we have to be limited, because who knows what will happen tomorrow, or one of those who is listening to me. May you know what will happen in the next hour. We do not know. But when God directs our life, He does know what is coming later. Now obedience was prospered in everything. Moments of difficulty kept coming, but the glory of God in the life of Obedian made him face those moments of difficulty in a different way and found a sure victory. If you see, God did not change the circumstances. He changed Obed's life. And the way he lived life now had an impact on how he did it. And could see fruits. He could see absolute victories. That before, the glory of God was there, and he could never see them. Are you understanding me in this beautiful morning? Are you understanding what I'm trying to explain to you? If you hear God's voice today, don't harden your heart. Now maybe you say, those words are very beautiful and God is already in my life. But is he occupying the first place? I'll come back and tell you, it's not just about living in you. It's about having the right place in the center of your life, because there is no use having God in your heart and wanting to continue doing things as we want or as we plan. I prefer that God destroys our plans and leads us to the plans that He has for us, because I assure you that it's better, much better. I believe that if we could interview Obedium at this moment, he could tell you that those 3 months were the most beautiful months of his house. A united family, a prosperous family in all things, not only economically, but in all things and everything, because from the moment the glory of God stepped in their house, they were never the same again. Today I want to summarize this word simply to express this to you. And you know what? Not only they enjoyed it, but all those around them realized, to the point that they went to David to say, "Lord, God has blessed those of the house of Obedium." When he speaks to those of the house, he is bringing in those who worked with him, those who lived with him, those who shared with him. Everyone who was with Obedium was prosperous, because Obedium had given God the central place of his house. And this is wonderful. And the fame of Obedium spread in many places until it reached the ears of David, a person who in 90 days had gone from an army to being known, a house that needed his family, was even mentioned in the Bible. But when the glory of God comes into your life, it's as if you are not on the map. And then people come back and look and realize that you were always there. But since you were like the normal world, there was not something different in you. What makes us different is not how much wisdom or how much we have studied or titles. It's the glory of God. If at some point you discarded the glory and want the world like the prodigal son who left home, remember that today you have an opportunity. Remember those moments. Remember that moment when God came to your heart and you opened your life to him. Remember those moments when you cried and you were broken and you realized how everything changed. And maybe things around you remain the same. That's something normal, but I assure you that your life will never be the same again. That is why today, my beloved son, return home. Return to the Father's arms. You who suddenly say, well, I have not gone anywhere, and I congregate. I received the word, and I am addressing you. Do not call yourself a Christian just by a title or because you follow Jesus, but because you really occupy the first place in your life. May he be your priority and may he direct your steps. And I'm talking to you, you who is listening to me today for the first time, or you have not dared to take the first step of faith because you think that opening your heart to God is entering a religion, and you are very wrong. These are wrong thoughts. I am talking about a relationship. I am talking about a relationship. You want to be like obedient? You only need to make a decision. What decision consists of? To tell and let God enter your house completely, and that you no longer continue to have control of things. Let him direct your steps. Imagine if the glory of God changed his family for 3 months, 90 days. What would have happened if the ark had remained in that house for a lifetime? Today, we have something called grace. And the glory of God does not come and go. He loves you. He loves you and does not want to be with you only for 90 days or 3 months. It's for life. His love is for life. Father, I thank you for these words. I thank you, Father, because today you remind us how much you love us and how much wonderful it is to see life from the position of being in you. We have learned over the years that life without you has no meaning. And today I pray that many can understand it. And today they can make a radical decision to tell you, Jesus, fill my heart and life in me. To recognize that we are sinners and that we need you. And that today they can make the best decision to open their hearts to you. Father, touch each life through this word. And that they can understand, Lord, that apart from you, we can't do anything. And as the story of obedience and all of his house and all of his family and those who were with him, it was divided in two before the glory. And now after the glory, their lives will never again be the same. May that happen today in him, Lord, who opens his heart to you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. He wants to invite you to subscribe to our devotional YouTube channel, Just In Time. He always invites you to follow him on social networks. If you have Instagram, if you can find him as Pastor Elias HC, enter our Facebook, on our Facebook, and like it. There, you will find him as Pastor Elias HC. God continue to bless you.